Billy blinked and looked into Nick's startled eyes. Lord, Lord, he would think she was an idiot for sure, and he would have every right. She had no idea what to do. How would Miss Manners suggest she extricate herself from such a delicate situation without making it worse? All she could do was apologize profusely and hope he didn't press charges for assault and battery. If only the man didn't feel so good. She tried to remember the last time she'd been so close to someone of the opposite sex, and couldn't. All her nerve endings tingled, and something low in her belly tightened and coiled and sent a rush of pleasure through her. Lord, don't let me go and do something stupid like have an orgasm right now, she prayed. Sorry, she whispered. I lost my balance and then my knees went weak.
I know the feeling.
Are you okay? Billy asked. I hope I didn't hurt anything.
Nothing I'd want to tell you about.
She gave a mental wince. She'd made a spectacle of herself in front of him and everyone else by flipping her mallet out like a frisbee. Now she'd gone and made a eunuch out of the most eligible bachelor in Loudoun County. Well now, a feminine voice said, isn't this cozy? Billy glanced up. It was her, the gorgeous creature she'd watched earlier. Only the woman was even more beautiful up close. She appeared to be only a few years younger than Billy, but her skin was flawless, as though she pampered it on a regular basis. Nick looked in her direction.
Hello, Sheridan.
The woman tossed Billy a look.
I see Nick has taught you how to dismount.
She had the smile of a movie star. Billy decided somebody had spent a fortune on braces. She searched for her voice.
This is my...